Today's reading is from Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse 1. Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse 1. He entered Jericho and was passing through, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich, and he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Zacchaeus stands out to us, mainly for the fact that we ought to have the same desire to know Jesus that Zacchaeus did. But I take from the way that it's written that Zacchaeus has heard about Jesus, but he's never gotten to see him in person or to hear his teachings in person, and he's really interested to know. We don't have any idea what's been told to Zacchaeus about Jesus, what he's heard. Maybe it's been the miracles. Maybe it's been, you know, some specific teaching of Jesus. Maybe it's the idea of repentance. I have no idea. However, what he has heard has sparked the interest in him that he's going to go the extra effort in order to see who Jesus is. He wants to know for himself. He doesn't want to just hear about it from everybody else. He wants to really know. It might be that Zacchaeus stands out to me a little bit because I identify with the whole small in stature part of the text. Sometimes it's difficult in a crowd when you're short to be able to see what's going on. So he climbs this tree, does something that's, well, out of the ordinary. You know, you don't usually see grown men climbing a tree so they can so they can see something. So here Zacchaeus is. He's running ahead. He's getting up in the sycamore tree. He wants to see Jesus, not just to see him, but he wants to know him. And as Jesus goes by, he says, "I'm going to stay at your house today." And this makes Zacchaeus very happy. He received him joyfully. He's happy not because Jesus is going to stay at his house, but because this is going to give Zacchaeus a special opportunity to spend time with Jesus in order to get to know him. So he's willing to expend the extra effort to know Jesus, and now Jesus has said, "I'm going to give you an extra opportunity as well." So Zacchaeus is rich, but he's also a chief tax collector. So we've talked before about tax collectors being viewed as traitors to the Jewish nation. But he being the chief tax collector is going to elevate him on that list. And it says that he was hated and, of course, viewed as a sinner. And so when Jesus says, "I'm going to stay at your house," these people are grumbling about him, saying, you know, he's going to go stay with a sinner. He's going to go to be at his house. Please understand the nature of the disgust among those that are in power of the time. They don't look at Zacchaeus as somebody who needs to be corrected, and they don't look at him as somebody who, you know, needs to repent. They look at him as somebody who is unworthy of their time and unworthy of anybody's time that's really righteous. And that's why they're condemning Jesus here. But Jesus sees a soul that is in great need and it has a desire to know him. And so he's going to take the time in order to reach out to that person. Now, we mentioned the text says that he's very wealthy, but look at what Zacchaeus comments about his wealth. I don't know if, you know, this was an immediate instance or if this was later when he was at his home, but he says, "The half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." It was very common at the time for a tax collector to take more than the government allowed for them to take in order to become wealthy. Maybe people assumed that Zacchaeus did this, but Zacchaeus is saying, "No, I don't. And And if I have defrauded anybody, then I would restore it fourfold. I would go above and beyond in making it right. Not only this, he says, the half of my goods I give to the poor. He's very, very generous with the wealth that he has. So not only do we see a repentant heart in this individual, but we see a person that is already doing the things that go with that repentance, the proof of that repentance. Now, I don't know if he does these things quietly so that nobody knows about it, and so they're just making assumptions about him as being the chief tax collector. But I read this as this is already the way he does things. He's not been defrauding, and he already gives half of his wealth away to help the poor. Well, in verse 9, Jesus makes this statement, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is the son of Abraham." I think within that statement that he's saying a couple of things. It's obvious he's of the lineage of Abraham. He was a Jew. However, he's saying he's a true son of Abraham. I think that's what Jesus is really saying there. And so he's talking about the fact that salvation comes to those who are willing to repent and those who are willing to seek out God, to really know him, understand him, find him. Then verse 10 continues on that statement saying, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." All the Zacchaeuses that are in the world, those are the ones Jesus is looking for. And those are the ones that are going to be able to find Jesus because they want to find him. They desire to find him. You know, the Pharisees and those in power of the time, they're looking at Jesus mainly for reasons to discredit him. They're looking for opportunities to bring him down a notch or two in the eyes of the people. However, Zacchaeus just wants to know Jesus, wants to know his message, wants to know him and who he is. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 tells us that we must seek God in order to be rewarded by him. Well, Zacchaeus was seeking Jesus, and Jesus was seeking him too. He was seeking to save the lost. So I have a couple of things I want us to think about for today. First is looking at this from the perspective of the Pharisees. They did not see that Zacchaeus was being honorable in carrying out his duties as a tax collector. I wonder how many times we make assumptions about people and we don't see the truth. Maybe we make assumptions that, oh, they would never listen to the gospel, or they're not interested, or they live such a wretched life that, you know, they could never make the changes necessary. You know, all those assumptions that one might make about somebody, are they really true? I mean, the Pharisees were making assumptions about Zacchaeus that were untrue. Maybe we're making a lot of assumptions that aren't true as well. Maybe we need to simply just see people the way that Jesus does. See them for who they are and what they need instead of who we think they are and what we think they will or will not listen to or do. But the second thing is for us to look and seek out those that are looking for Jesus. And we can't do that without some conversations along the way. When we have an opportunity to talk about God, talk about Jesus, we need to talk about him. We need to take advantage. You know, we just passed Easter. A lot of people think about Jesus on Easter that don't necessarily think or talk about him on other times. You know, that's an opportunity. You know, if you know someone is talking about those things, open up that conversation. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to hear what they've got to say, and don't be afraid to be able to, you know, drop a few things here and there. And then if they're really seeking, then yeah, they're going to engage you more. And then maybe there's an opportunity to share the gospel with somebody. You never know. You might come across a Zacchaeus that is already ready and able and willing to do what's necessary in order to be saved. I realize all of this is easier said than done. You know, there are experiences in our life that make us a little bit hesitant. You know, I have instances in which we try to talk to somebody and maybe they respond very negatively. Maybe they even go so far as to do and say things that hurt us so that we don't want to do that again. We've got to move past that. The value of a soul is worth, you know, some insults we might endure or anything like that along the way. So I just want you to think about this and to be in prayer that we recognize the Zacchaeus that might be in our life so that we can reach out to them, because the gospel is the greatest thing we could ever offer to anybody. More than anything that we can offer them on this earth, the gospel is truly valuable, the pearl of great price. And we should be willing to help others find it. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.